Yes, a lot of positives this afternoon as the Blue Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles 11-3. I'm Roger Lajoie for Mike Woolner. Mike's getting much better. He'll be with you again on Tuesday night when the Jays play in Minnesota. But I'll take Jays talk calls right now from you. 1-888-666-0590, 416-870-0590, *590 on your cell if you're local and love to hear from you. An impressive win for the Blue Jays early in the season. Let's get all the cliches out. Small sample size early in the season. But end of the day, there's another cliche. They win a series against an AL East opponent on the road and winning the final game of the series, something the Blue Jays have not done very much of the last couple of seasons. The bats break out big time. We've been waiting for this. Hey, listen, I don't think it really matters if you are sold on this Blue Jay team or you're not really sold on this Blue Jay team. There was no way that some of the hitters in this lineup weren't going to break out, and they broke out big time. Joe's pick player of the game, Colby Rasmus, was a good one. 3 hits, 3 ribbies, 2 runs scored. All of a sudden, hitting .217. Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? What a homer he hit last night, too. Huge homer in that game. Melky Cabrera keeps it going. 2 hits, 2 runs scored. Bautista, the average isn't there, but the home runs, the power, and the walks are there. Another 3-run dinger in an 8-1 game, granted. But another dinger. Edwin Encarnacion, the biggest development today. 3 for 4, 2 RBIs. That has got to be a load off his mind for sure. Adam Lind with 3 hits, 2 runs scored. Nice performance. Rare that we see a laugher so far this season from this Blue Jay team. That really was a laugher. Ishmael Rogers struggled in the 8th. But if you're going to struggle at any time, folks, do it when the score is 11-1. And good to leave him in. They're not going to blow that lead. Bullpen doesn't get taxed. I know it's an off day tomorrow, but all the better. And how about the performance today of Mark Burley? How about Mark Burley, who, and we were in the studio here talking about it earlier, a couple of guys and I, and we're looking, oh, geez, doesn't look like it's going to be his day. Hasn't got his best stuff or whatever. What a warrior. What a horse that guy is. And all right, he's not a number one A starter, but you know what? He's a pretty damn good major league pitcher. Proves his record to 3-0. ERA 0.86. WHIP is at 0.90. 7 solid innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 2 Ks, no walks. Nice, neat, thank you. 91 pitches. And a great job by Mark Burley. Would have went deeper into the game, I bet you, if it had been 3-1 instead of 11-1. So lots of things to be encouraged about. And not to jinx it, because it's still just the bottom of the 8th inning. But the Cincinnati Reds have just put 4 runs up on Tampa Bay. They lead Tampa 12-4. End result, if the Blue Jays, if that score stays the same, the Toronto Blue Jays, yes, the Toronto Blue Jays, yes, it's early, will be tied for first in the American League East with a 7-6 record, no matter what happens on the Sunday night game. I'm impressed tonight. Are you? 416-870-0590 in Toronto, 1-888-666-0590. Anywhere in our wonderful country. If you're local and on a cell, *590 as well. Reach me on Twitter at TheRaj590, at TheRaj590. Get well soon, Mike Woolner. He is. He's getting better. I know you love Mike, so do I. He'll be back Tuesday night, I'm sure, when the Blue Jays take on Minnesota. But in the meantime, let's get your thoughts on this. What has to be an encouraging victory and an encouraging series for the Blue Jays this early in the season. Lots to like what we saw today. Feel good game for sure. Let's get to the phones. Eddie is in Fort Erie. You're on Jay's Talk. Eddie, what do you think?
Well, Raj, I got to be honest with you. I was surprised that they broke out like the way that they did today. I mean, I really thought it was going to be one of those low-scoring games like it has been for the last couple of days. But you know what? I guess whatever helps, and they broke out today, and I just hope that they can, you know, continue to be consistent. But you know what I noticed from those two games? It's been kind of a reversal of stuff that we didn't expect. Like, the hitting was going to be good, but the pitching wasn't. Now all of a sudden the pitching's been good and the offense wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a different way of winning, Eddie, and thank you for the call. There's no question. I think if the team had started 6-6 and we're bashing the ball all over the place and the starting pitching was bad and the bullpen was taxed, we'd be saying, yeah, no surprise. I think how they got to 7-6 is a bit of a surprise. How they got to 6-6 today is more what you want to see from this team. So I agree. But as the late, great Gilda Radner, the comedian, said, it's not one thing, it's another. It's always something. Either got the hitting going or the pitching's not working. But if they put everything together, it's exciting what this team could do. It's what we were talking about at the start of last year. And they put it all together today. Nice win today, 100%. It's the Blue Jays postgame show brought to you by your Honda dealers. I'm Roger Lejoie for Mike Woolner, taking your calls right to the top of the hour. So let's Jays talk it up and have some fun and get your thoughts on this Blue Jay. When you can tweet me as well, at the Raj 590, at the Raj 590. Mark is in Toronto. You're on Jays Talk. What are you thinking, Mark?
Good day, sir. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. This win today was 100% John Gibbons. 100%.
How's it John Gibbons win today?
Well, I don't really think that way. I just want everybody to realize how silly it is that when they blame him for all the losses. So I'm going to give him credit for today.
All right. Fair enough.
But anyways, at the same time, I just want to say that, you know what, as opposed to last year, things just, and I mean, I know you can't quantify this, but things just feel good. You know, I mean, last year, you know, they stumbled out a little bit and it never really came together and nobody really had any answers. And it was just like, yeah, it'll come around. It'll come around. But you never really felt comfortable. This year, it just, I can't quantify it. It just feels better. Maybe they're a team now. Maybe it took that lousy season that they had to really sort of come together. Now Burley feels like he's part of Toronto. Now Dickey feels like he's part of Toronto. I think the addition by subtraction behind the plate, I think Navarro's done a fantastic job. So, I mean, just overall, you know, I can't really pin it on any one good thing. I mean, Rasmus is looking good so far. But overall, that's all I can say. It just feels a lot better, and I think that counts for a lot.
Well, Mark, I'll tell you what, I would agree with you. And here's another thing to throw into the mix that you can't quantify. How about pressure's off? How about Vegas isn't heavy as a World Series favorite? How about you start the season 7-6? Everybody goes, hey, pretty good. Last year they start the season 7-6. What the hell's wrong with this team?
Yeah. You can't put stats on everything. And I mean, like, I know a lot of people are going to talk about a high leverage situation, those kind of things, but that counts. If somebody can crack under pressure, then somebody can perform under pressure. And I think that right now, I think that, you know, it's just, let's get out there. Let's do what we know how to do. We're all pros and do what's expected. No more, no less. They don't have to do any more than what they're capable of doing. And they're going to finish in the top part of the division. I have no doubt at all.
Mark, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 416-870-0590 in Toronto. 1-888-666-0590. Throughout the country, Star 590. We're on the Sportsnet Radio Network. I'm Roger Lejoie for Mike Woolner, taking your Blue Jay calls to the top of the hour. Yeah, I'm not gonna do cartwheels about top of the division. I still see the challenge. I'm not gonna rain on anybody's parade today because I started this by saying how impressed I am, and it's a nice victory, and the bats are going in the pitching. I guess today's game is the illustration, if you want to put it in a snapshot, how good this team can be when everything's rolling. And the first 12 games, 6-6. Starting pitching was much better than expected. The bats were horrendous. Bottom line is you're still 6-6. Today, when everything is clicking, and everything was clicking today, you got to be impressed. Can they compete? Yeah. And you talk about not being able to quantify everything. One thing you cannot quantify is how much easier it is to play without the weight of enormous expectations. Here's the worst thing that happened in the Blue Jays offseason last year. Wasn't any of the signings, even Johnson signing, which turned out to be crap. Here's the worst thing that happened. Odds makers in Las Vegas made them World Series favorites. That's where things started to go off the rails. Never mind the World Baseball Classic. Richard's in Toronto. You're on Jays Talk. Richard, go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as saying that just because the odds maker made the team look like they were the champs of the world. But I think this year, without that pressure, if that was part of the pressure, when we get the rest of the cogs of the wheels turning, which today with Laurie and Rasmus actually starting to hit some balls, and the rest of the team doing what they can do as best as they can, we actually do have a pretty bright future ahead of us, I think. We may not be 120-game winners, but I think we're going to be at least chasing the hunt with the rest of them.
Richard, my only reservation for the Blue Jays at the start of the season is the same as it is right now. I agree with what you're saying. Starting pitching. If the starting pitching is as good as it's been this season, and this is quite a stretch to say it, but let's say it, in the first 13 games, if this is an indication of how the starting pitching is going to be this year, this team can compete in the division for sure. I'm not 100% sold on it yet, though.
Well, I still think, though, when I see Milky Cabrera diving out for a ball like I did the other night for a ball, and when Rasmus is actually on his ball watch out there and he catches the ones that he's supposed to, and Jose, and we've got a pretty good, you know, to me, if you have all the defensive mechanisms working properly and we can get our guys batting and maybe get producing 4 or 5 runs a game, we've got a great opportunity to be out there competing with the rest of those teams out there.
Richard, thanks for the call. If the Blue Jays score 4 to 5 runs a game, they definitely, any team that scores 4 or 5 runs a game is going to compete with anybody, and they do have the offense. I, up until today, had been as perplexed as everybody about this team's inability to produce offense, but I wasn't worried about it. Like, Encarnacion, Rasmus, Lurie, whether you love them or indifferent or even you hate them, are big lead hitters, veteran hitters, several years experience, and consistent performers. Unless they get hurt, there is no reason to suspect that's going to change. What has to change with this team, though, is the starting pitching. Dickey has to be better than he was last year. Burley's just got to do what he's doing right now. And Hutchinson, who was terrific last night. One of all the things most encouraging about the weekend, Hutchinson again, 6 shutout innings on the road against an American League East opponent. And I know the Orioles are struggling, but you know what? That's their problem. That is massive in my mind. So I don't disagree, but the hitting, I'm never concerned. This is a good lineup when it trots out. And Cabrera's healthy. Guy had a tumor last year. You don't think that guy is feeling fantastic this year, period, on every level, psychologically healthy? You beat that, you feel better. Stay healthy, get some degree of starting pitching, some degree. I don't know if it's going to be as good as it was in the first 13 games, but if you do, then they compete. If they don't compete again. Really not, you know, not much more complicated than that, I don't think. Eric in Ottawa, what do you think? You're on Jay's Talk.
Well, I want to commend the coach. I think he's done a good job. And like a couple games ago, he pulled Dickey at the right time. And unfortunately, he tried to get him through the last game and got lit up. But overall, I think he's a player's coach, you know, somewhat like Cito, and giving the guys a chance to, you know, hopefully get on a bit of a roll. If they get the bats going, he made a subtle move, you know, splitting up Batista and Edwin in the lineup, and it seemed to pay dividends today. So go Jays, and I want to go to AM 1310 for carrying the Jays in Ottawa.
All right, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. 1-888-666-0590, 416-870-0590, *590 on your cell. It's amazing how people and the general tone of not just callers and people reflect on a manager, though, the day after, or the hour after, minutes after, really, an 11-3 victory as opposed to a loss in extra innings the night before. It's always interesting. I'm not saying that's in your case, Eric, that your mind changes that much, but winning makes everybody so much smarter, so much happier, isn't it? It's the only stat that matters, even in the baseball stat happy sport that baseball is. WL. Everything else is something for us to talk about. Steve is in Newmarket. You're on Jay Stock. Steve, what do you think?
Good afternoon, Roger. Always Hi. Good to talk to you. I loved your stuff over the years.
Thank you.
Pitching seems to be going good. I like your response. Do you think it would be a good time to unload one of our bullpen specialists for a big bat coming out of the bench? I'll hang up and thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I don't think it's time 13 games into a season to make any kind. Obviously, depth is one situation in the first 12 games that's been illustrated. People have brought that back and forth. I'm not a big fan of making trades 13 games into a season at any time, to be honest with you. There is bullpen depth, but that's why you want depth. You don't want to give it up. So, yeah, and I know what you want. You want more depth offensively, and I hear you, and there's holes. And a couple of wins isn't going to change the overall picture of a ball club and what they need and what they don't need. But to answer your question in terms of time to make a trade, be honest with you, as soon as you say time to make trade, I stop right there. No, I don't think it's a time to make a trade at all. Let's roll this out here. Let's go a couple of weeks into the season. not a time to make trades. April is never a time to make trades. Season's too young. Let's see what transpires. Paul in Mississauga, you're on Jays Talk. What do you think, Paul?
How you doing, Raj?
I'm great, Paul. Thank you.
Good. Okay. I just wanted to state the fact that there was a lot of talk, obviously, about a rotation in the offseason. Me, myself, being very concerned about it. But I never once doubted the quality that we have. And, guys, my main question is and will remain, regardless of how we're doing right now, can they stay healthy? And I think that's the key. If they can stay healthy, I think we'll be just fine. And I don't mean that we're going to win the division or, you know, win the World Series or anything like that. I just think we'll be playing meaningful games in September. And that's all I really need to say. And I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts.
Okay, I appreciate the call. And I would agree wholeheartedly, especially in terms of McGowan and Morrow. Hey, look, all of us at the start of the year, the vast majority of us anyway, we're trying to handicap, look at this Blue Jay team. What do we all say? Everyone wanted AA to go out and get a veteran starting pitcher. You got it's not good enough. It's just not good enough. There's no true ace. It's Achilles heel. Can't compete with Tampa Bay and Boston, even to a certain extent the Yankees with the starting pitching. Right. Unless. I mean, I talked about how important Hutchinson's six shutout innings were last night. Let's talk about Morrow bouncing back and pitching well. He gets the ball Tuesday. And how about McGowan winning for the first time in 6 years? Those three, stay healthy, knock wood, and pitch the way they have. Well, then the concern that we based it all on is pretty much gone. Let's not forget, too, Jose Reyes has been in the game for, what, one inning this year? Tom in Waterloo, you're on the Jays Talk. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to mention the defense. I think it's been, to me, the one big standout from last year. The pitchers are turning around. The balls are being caught. I think they're throwing different because of the defense. And the ERA, I think, is a big part of the reason we're down a run is that defense. And I think it's been a big plus this year.
Tom, thank you. Again, not to sound like I'm agreeing with every single caller, but I do agree. The defense has been terrific, outstanding, and that makes a pitcher a heck of a lot better without question. Blake is in Brampton. You're on Jay's Talk. Blake, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and thank God Cole cut his flow off because he's definitely got it back with the bat. Just thought what you might think about that. And also, Laurie, trying to slow her down a little bit and playing awesome infielding and definitely getting some bat work done pretty good.
All right, thanks for the call, Blake. Well, listen, relief it maybe is too strong a word to be using this early in the season, but if the Blue Jays are going to compete seriously for a playoff spot and in the division, there is absolutely no question that Colby Rasmus and Brett Laurie have to hit up to their career averages and numbers. There is no doubt about that. Whatsoever. That has to happen. And just got breaking news. Esturis going to the DL. We talked about injuries. Not good news. Kratz is going to Buffalo. Kawasaki and Happ will join the Jays Tuesday in Miami as a result of those injuries. So some roster juggling again for the Blue Jays. And again, Esturis goes to the DL. Kratz to Buffalo. Kawasaki and Happ join the ball club Tuesday in Minnesota. I'm Roger Lajoie for Mike Wilner. A few more minutes to take your calls. We'll take a look at the scores from around Major League Baseball as well. Get you ready for the Jays' trip to Minnesota after a well-earned day off after an impressive 11-3 win over the Baltimore Orioles on the Blue Jay postgame show brought to you by your Honda dealers. Joey in Toronto, you're on Jays Talk. What are you thinking, Joey?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be that guy that says I told you so, but I can't tell you how many people I argued with said, Jays are healthy. They're going to be in the race this year. And everyone said, no, they're finishing last. I don't care. They're finishing last. Bottom line is you get rid of Bonifacio. You get rid of Aaron Sevilla. You have a healthy Laurie. And right then and there, your defense has improved massive. And we haven't even seen Reyes yet. And really, other than today, we really haven't been getting any hitting from Batista and Encarnacion. Haven't been getting much from Laurie or Rasmus. And they're still above 500, so we should be very, very encouraged. And I got to say, the Diaz kid really impresses me. He does all the little things. His D is great. He has smart, tough at bats. I'd keep this guy as the utility guy. I really would. I really like what I've seen.
All right, Joey, thanks. Nice bunt today, too, leading into a squeeze run as well. I don't know who your friends are in terms of people arguing with you strenuously. If the team stays healthy, they can still compete, because I think a majority of people would agree with that. But here's the thing. We talked about expectations. You talk about how they were favored at the start of last offseason. This year, the expectations go down. It's all based on what? A guess? Who knows for sure? And here's one thing. Even people who love to make predictions have to admit there is no way to predict health. Now, there are some players who are more injury prone than others. Maybe you take a chance on bringing in guys who have chronic injuries, but you can't predict health. And if the team is healthy, and for the most part it is now, although Astur is now on the DL and Reyes still out of the lineup, I see Kawasawa back, tell you the truth, on Tuesday. You cannot predict it. But if it's there, and I got to think it's some season. Last 3 years have been really bad for the Blue Jays and injuries. I got to believe some season, and hopefully this is the one for Blue Jay fans, it's got to even out, no? Boston Red Sox had a year like that a couple of years ago. Just every player in the lineup was hurt. It was ridiculous. Same thing for the Blue Jays. So it does make a big difference, you're right. Victoria is in Waterford, Ontario. Victoria, you're on Jay's Talk. Go ahead.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
It's fun.
Oh, this is so great. The thing, you know, I mean, everybody who calls in, we really don't know anything. But I think the biggest thing, of course, is just that they've all gotten to know each other and they all got to play together during the spring training and they're all kind of stuck like glue. And the only thing that I would kind of note is Bautista, I wish he would just be happy and just have fun, because he just seems to be so worried about what the umpire is thinking all the time, and just be the El Capitan that he just enjoys the game and hits well. And Brett Laurie, I love him. Wow, Golden Glove guy coming up, and he is just going to take some time to get used to his new stance at the plate. I still think he stands too far back. And Dickie, with all due respect, he's wonderful, but I think as a veteran, he needs to say to himself and when he's done. And if he's done the sixth inning and things are tight, well, pull out, you know? I mean, he's a wonderful pitcher, but I think they need to take a look at the record after 5 1/3 or 6 1/3 and know a little sooner when to pull him out.
All right, Victoria, thanks for the call. Your enthusiasm is duly noted. Good for you. As far as Bautista goes, though, sometimes demeanor is just the way people are. And I don't think everybody has to walk around. I know what you're saying, you know, in terms of the argument with the umpires. That's something I think every player needs to get over, because you never win an argument with an umpire anymore, especially now with instant replay. Like, why even bother about it? But sometimes it's just by nature, the way people are. Some people are gregarious. Some people smile more. I don't think that's a big deal. And everyone talks about, oh, feeling good and the clubhouse and they're getting together and everything else. I guess it's the proverbial catch-22, isn't it? Do you win because you're happy, or are you happy because you win? The clubhouse is happy. Clubhouse is happy when you win. The clubhouse is sad. The clubhouse is sad or angry when you lose. Now, which comes first? I go back to what I said in the pregame show. I don't really think it's that much of a factor. I think the winning solves a lot of the issues, and Bautista's demeanor and the way he is and the smile or whatever, I think that's more than anything else. And listen, he's still a great hitter and a great ball player, as we all know. And guess what? Your Toronto Blue Jays are tied for first in the American League East. How about that? Because Tampa gets hammered by Cincinnati 12-4, and Cobb's on the DL, so maybe the injuries are evening out. Thanks all for all of your calls. Really appreciate it. I'm Roger Lajoie for Mike Wilner. We'll come back, wrap this up, and get you ready for Tuesday night's game in Minnesota in a moment. It's the Blue Jays postgame show, brought to you by your Honda dealers, and you're listening to the Sportsnet Radio Network. Welcome Roger Lajoie in for Mike Wilner. Thanks again for your calls. And as I mentioned, the Blue Jays improving their record to 7-6. They win a series against an American League East opponent on the road. They win the last game of the series in impressive fashion with an 11-3 victory. And what a great weekend for the Blue Jays. Tied for first now with Tampa. Couple of quick tweets at the Raj 590. Follow me on Twitter at the Raj 590. Nathan says, woohoo, Kawasaki's coming back. That'll make the fans happy. Yes, it will. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Nice that he's back. And if the fans are happy about it, good for them. Jeff says the difference this year has been defense. You can win a lot of games with that. Good for the pitchers too. And Dr. Who says, can't wait for Reyes to get back. Only one inning so far this year. Very true. So despite that, despite shaky bats, the Blue Jays have done extremely well so far. So good to see that. Tuesday, 7:30 is the pregame show. First pitch goes at 8:10. Mike will be back then. Target Field in Minnesota. Phil Hughes takes on Brendan Morrow. For Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, our engineer Tom Young, our technical director Derek Brandeo, and producer Joe Sicilia, I'm Roger Lajoie. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jay Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Rogers Blue Jay Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. I'm Roger Lajoie. Mike's back Tuesday. Thanks for listening, but for now, good afternoon from Toronto.